Beasley A. Richardson.
Well, here we are at the Royal Mall.
Oh, man. You know, I mean, you know, first you say she's going to be at a swamp. Now, how, this mall is enormous. How are we ever going to find her at this mall?
Don't worry. We will find her. She will know me by my voice. Gina.
Okay.
Listen, pupil, I'm telling you, okay? We better be able to find her, okay?
We will find her. I guarantee it. But this is amazing. Here we are. We went from this... from the very rural swamp to the urbanized mall. The differences are just so amazing. Here we are, we were totally, like, in the middle of nowhere in the swamp. And then there was a wedding going on in the swamp in the middle of nowhere. Then here we are at the Royal Mall. Where, what do you know? Is there a wedding going on here? I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, the thing is, Bugle, I don't get it. You know, to me, if you say you're going to meet at a swamp, you're going to remember that, because that's kind of out of the ordinary.
Yes.
How could she have gotten confused? Why would she think that we'd be meeting at a mall instead of a swamp?
But you know, there's a reason for her madness. And when we meet up with her, we're going to find out
why. Oh, because she's a comedy genius, right?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Buelman, what is up with this mall? We won't have to walk like half an hour just to get out of the parking lot, get into the mall itself. No, Buelman, I don't understand. Why do we have to meet her at a mall? This is crazy. This mall is enormous.
You don't understand the meaning of a mall, and I don't know what to do to explain it to you. I've been trying to explain it to you for over and over again, and you don't understand it. I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do. I'm at my wit's end right now.
Look, all I'm saying is, if you had said a mall in the first place, it would have been fine.
I love malls. They're fantastic. They're awesome. There's nothing bad about them. Leave me alone. Malls are wonderful. They're the best place in the world. Everyone should go to a mall.
Oh, look, innovation luggage. I bet you some good carry-on there for you.
Yeah, great. What's this place now?
The glowing candle.
Great.
Yes, I would say it's very illuminating.
You know, Buelman, we've been walking around this mall for like over an hour. There's no sign of this Jocasta.
All right, fine. I understand your pressure. Let's go get something to eat. Get something to eat.
Right, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I go for the elevator. Come on, elevator.
Mall elevators. You know, I could do a piece on mall elevators. You know, like, you know, I could work on my comedy. Like, you know, you ever notice these mall elevators? Like,
yeah.
Like, what are some things about, like, I could talk about, you know, as far as the thing, you know?
I really don't know. I mean,
like, you ever notice with these mall elevators, like, you know, this little tiny elevator opens up, and, like, all these people come out. It's like, you know, it's like one of those clown cars, you know?
I think they're stuck into, like, a beetle or something like that, you know, like... What's going on?
Like, I don't understand. This little tiny thing, and how do you get, like, 15 baby carts in there, and then 10 other people, or 15 other people? You know, it's amazing.
It's really amazing.
See, I work on my comedy routines in anywhere I am, you know?
All right, the food court.
You know, do you ever notice these food courts? Like, you never know what you're going to get. Okay, and always... Every place sucks except one place, and it has this huge line, all right? You see what I'm saying? I can improvise on the spot, you know?
But I think we'd do best when we get something to eat.
All right. All right, I'm going to get some sushi right now.
Yeah, let me get one cucumber sushi. That's it.
Now, where could that Buelman be? I can't see him anywhere. Oh, wait a minute. I see him over there.
Buelman! Buelman, over here! Buelman, what are you doing? What are you doing, Buelman?
Well, Buelman, we got my favorite mall food, which is sushi and french fries.
Ooh, what a combination.
I love eating french fries with chopsticks, all right?
You're silly.
Yeah.
You're silly.
So where is this Jocasta, anyway?
I think she's been coming around to Blimpy.
Hey, my french fries are superior to yours.
Oh, they sure are.
I like how these friggin' Japanese places, they give you one little thing of soy sauce for a whole thing of sushi.
I would say, you know what I say to them? I say,
I want to pile on the sodium, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's crazy, you know what I you can work on material anywhere, that's the whole thing, you know?
Most sodium, the better.
Yeah.
Where's those friggin' chopsticks?
I don't know.
I had them a minute ago.
You lost them?
Oh, my God.
You missed them?
Hey, Bubon, how you enjoying that Wendy's burger?
Wonderful.
I don't know, Bublin. I mean, you know, that was a pretty good meal. But, you know, where is Into Castle? There's no way we're going to find it. We may as well just leave.
No, we're not going to leave. You know what? I just remembered. Jocasta, she loves rivers.
Rivers?
Yes.
What do you mean, rivers? Like the water conduit kind of thing?
No. Maybe we can go to a place like Riviera. Since it's in nature, we go to Nature Company or something like that. Maybe she'd be into one of those places.
What do you think? She came to the mall to meet us. Now she's seeking out her favorite things. Rivers?
Yes. So I'm thinking that maybe that's what one of the stores she could be related to. Going to one of those stores. You know, something new with nature.
Yeah, I'm starting to regret this. But all right, we'll go to these stores.
Yeah, give it a try. We'll try maybe the Riviera.
Laws of the economic universe of the universe. We shall find the Riviera. I tell you, there's something around here. The malls are the one that keep the society going. Yes. Without the malls, the world will come to an end. You understand? Yes. We will find the Riviera. Where is it? Choices. Understand? Where is the Riviera?
I don't even think there is a store called Riviera.
I see a train store. Let's go in there. Bonsai Designs. Bonsai. Restoration Hardware. We just saw this store. What's going on? I want to see Riviera. That's Newman Marcus.
What the hell is that? I've never heard of that one.
It's a store for pumpus. It's a pumpus store. Yes. Only the rich and the elites go to Newman Marcus. I'm going to open Bombay. Oh, I see another store. Bailey Banks and Beadle. Makes you want to whittle my whittle. Yes, I see Eddie Bauer. Eddie Bauer, the pompous store. Yes, only the rich and the elites go over there.
They're all very fancy.
Yes,
they
are
very fancy. It has to have green stems and all these plastic things on it.
But excuse me, but don't forget, the mall is the economic future. I want to find Riviera. Damn, my shoelace untied.
Where?
Look, Jocasta, she's over there.
Let's go. Catch up with her.
Is that her?
No, it's not.
Oh, damn.
Yay. All right, well, eventually it'll work out. We'll find her.
Okay, I have one thing to say.
What's
when
that?
Is enough enough, okay? When is enough enough?
Before the mall closes, we'll find her. I think the mall is an ancient toy maker shop because there's things moving around in it that come to life. That's my theory. What do you think?
A toy maker shop?
Yes.
I think that's pushing it a little bit, all right? I think enough is enough.
You're insane.
You think that's a good catchphrase or something? Like, come up with another one.
Come up with another one. Did you know at the mall, I began to think, has a similar personality like me, a bumpy personality. You never know what to expect in a mall. Yeah. Check it out.
What the hell is your shoelace already? Yeah, let me ask you one thing. For your shoes, do you ever consider Velcro?
No. Oh, Jocasta, where are you? I'm so dreadfully tired. Jocasta, I beg of you, show your face now. I can't take it no more.
I'm going to collapse. I've been walking around this mall for like 3 hours.
Don't do that.
3 hours in the swamp and 3 hours in the mall. That's 6 hours of crap I put up with you.
Well, we'll just see about that, mister. You got a problem? Don't you know that anything worth pursuing takes time? Don't you understand? Don't you understand, Buck? Buck?
All this for an internet website that's probably gonna suck. These are losers.
That That negative attitude will get you nowhere, mister.
All right, Bublin. Let's look at this in a logical way, okay? Listen. Jocasta, you told Jocasta to meet you at the swamp, but she mistook that to be to meet you at the mall. And now you're saying that she likes rivers. So she likes rivers, okay? Now we're looking for a store called Riviera, but there is no store called Riviera. So let's use logic, okay? Logically speaking, where would she be?
Logically speaking, she should be at a place called Payless. We'll see Jocasta either today, tomorrow, next week, 2 months from now. But whenever it is, it'll be worth it, I promise you.
Yeah, tell me about it. I don't like to share a name with Star Fox. All right? Buck Lanterns, folks. See you later.
Bublin, this is small ever close. It's got to be at least 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm telling you, what is going on?
The only thing I never understood about Macy's. I can never see, like, Macy's.
No, I can't do it. I can't make up any more jokes. I'm too tired.
Look, someone just set off the alarm. I don't know what's going on.
Did you ever notice alarms in malls? Like, when you walk through at the same time as the other person, did you ever think, like, you feel like, oh, they're going to think I stole something even though you didn't?
Yes.
You know, this is observational humor, you know? These alarms, when is enough enough? Can't we just trust everyone?
No. Bublin, let's go this way. We have to find a mall.
Oh, Bublin, I can't take much more of this. Oh, I've never been in a mall so long in my life. I got to get home. I got some phone calls to make. I got to get some sleep. I mean, what does Jocasta look like anyway?
I have no idea, but I'm sure that when we do see her, we'll know who she is.
You don't even know what she looks like? Oh.
Malls are great. They're so great. Nothing in the world like a mall. If you don't like a mall, then you got a problem.
Oh, my God. All right, in order to keep my sanity, I have to recite my stand-up act in order not to lose my mind. Oh. Did you ever notice Snoopy and that little bird friend of his? They're talking as... Oh, I can't do it. Do you ever notice balconies? They suck. No, it's not funny. I can't be funny anymore. I'm too tired. Oh.
Give it up.
Shoelacing is getting ridiculous.
You know, I didn't double knot.
Oh, my God. Well, I never seen these many plants in my life. Look at this. It's like a whole row of plants.
Is sponsored by a different company.
Oh, my gosh. Well, maybe we should check them all out, see if any of them is sponsored by Riviera. What do you think?
I think you're right. Let me give it a shot. We've been all over this mall.
All right, we got to check all these plants. Every single one of these plants. And we got to find which plant is sponsored by a company called Riviera or something like that.
Okay, how many more plants can we look at? This is the Underwood Tree Company. Oh, and the Special 35 Company. What's this one?
The Riviera River Company.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well.
Look, there's a note in here.
A note. Read it.
It says, Bublin baby, you missed the mall rendezvous, my friend. I'm heading over to the swamp now. F you. Just kidding, Jocasta.
Oh, no.
Not there. What are we gonna do?